America Meditating Radio Show. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Deaf and blind, Helen Keller overcame her world of darkness. Foresight, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Are you in need of a tech service company that's going to deliver the best solutions for your business? Then Actronica is your solutions headquarters. Here we specialize in your individual needs to make sure your business shines. For more information, please call 301-417-0070 or visit us at our website at actronica.net. Actronica, where we deliver for you.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga meditation, positive thinking, stress-free living, and personal development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Get off the grid and step inside your heart. Sister Jenna guides you through a powerful, encouraging, and motivating meditation that allows you to let go and become aware of you, regain strength, power, and peace.
Hi, this is Reverend Sylvia Sumter with Unity of Washington, D.C., and I'm here just to tell you how much I love listening to America Meditating with Sister Jenna. It's a fabulous show, fabulous guests, wonderful readings with Sister Gita. It's enough to feed your soul. It's a delight to the spirit. Hope you'll tune in.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vint Verga, author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
I'm everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and with me in studio is also the beautiful Sister Gita. So the political climate continues to have us questioning how deeply we have to meditate this vote coming up on November 8th. And I'm really calling all of our friends and fans and friends of our fans to get engaged with us in conversation with Meditate the Vote. Just go to meditatethevote.com and Facebook and Twitter. The reason why is that what we're witnessing is not any pointing of fingers or individuals who are just, you know, marketing a particular consciousness or individuals who are qualified or individuals who are loved, but all of these candidates are actually representing some state of awareness that we're in as a nation. And despite whatever someone at the top or a leader tries to do for the betterment of its own nation or its own people, still we the people have to also show up at levels beyond our capacity if we the people also believe in we the country, the nation, the land. And so Meditate the Vote is not choosing a side of a party, and it's not choosing a candidate, it's choosing you to step up by stepping in and elevating the way that you wish to think and be for your own life. So please, my friends, feel free to give us a call or email us if you have any questions about it. But we basically would love for you to be engaged in sending out the videos that we have posted on our YouTube, America Meditating YouTube, and on the Twitter and Facebook account. There are some videos there that we would love for you to share your experience, not just send this out and do this for us. I want you to think about it, feel it, ask yourself the questions like, are you powerful enough to effect change? And if so, how are you planning to sustain it? Questions like that, you know? And send us also a video that you meditate the vote. Like, I'm Sister Jenna, and I meditate the vote because I believe in America. Things like that. And we're looking to see how Meditate the Vote will reach out far and beyond as we move into November 8th. It was a very beautiful scene at the White House the other day where we watched the screening of Roots and what that actually meant for us as a country. It's coming out on Memorial Day, and I would suggest that the whole family sit to watch Roots because we have moved very far from what those days were. And yet at the same token, it's just basically to me signaling us all, black, white, rich, poor, Indian, tall, short, to get back to the seed. Because if we are all the roots, black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, Muslim, we are all the roots, then is it not proper for us to say that God is the seed? And when we look at atrocity done by anyone, it's really a signal that at the time that that root is performing that atrocity on anyone, they're seedless. Their connection to the seed is obviously very far away from its own state of consciousness. So it was a wonderful time at the White House, wonderful people, and so go to RootsSunday.com. Our friends at Values Partnership has been doing a huge job in seeing how we can soften what might seem like a very old story in new times, but in reality, there are traces that are still existing in our country. Stay tuned. We're going to be speaking to Barb Schmidt, who is a businesswoman, philanthropist, and spiritual teacher. We're going to be learning about what Barb has been doing, and as we do here on the America Meditating Radio, grow and learn from each other's story. Before I put Barb on the line, I would like us to do what we do best. Let's get into the zone of meditation. Here is letting go from off the grid into the heart. Breathe in. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now.
Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time,
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that meditation on letting go. It's from my Off the Grid Into the Heart Meditation CD. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We're very proud to welcome Barb Schmidt, is a businesswoman and a philanthropist, spiritual teacher with over 30 years devoted to spiritual development and research. You see, Barb has studied with Thich Nhat Hanh and Deepak Chopra, Scott Peck, and even our friend Marianne Williamson, among many other notable teachers. As founder of Spirit of Giving Network and co-founder and past president of Ronald McDonald Children Charities of South Florida, Barb has raised millions of dollars for children and families in need. She regularly lectures at schools and organizations to spread her message of living a meaningful, happy life. Barb, it's so needed at this time. And she is the author of The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace and Uncovering Happiness. In 2014, Barb's extensive achievements in fostering positive change actually earned her an invitation to the White House State Dinner. Today, we're honored to welcome Barb Schmidt to the America Meditating Radio. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Sister Jenna. What a beautiful meditation to start. Wow, it was beautiful.
I'm so glad that you liked it. Thank you for contributing towards a better country and a better self, because it is such an important tool at this time, maybe now even more than ever, that we're being called to step in a little bit deeper. But one of the questions I usually ask my friends on the show is a little bit about how did they get onto their spiritual path, because I know that sometimes it could be out of tragedy, could be out of love, or it could be that we were just wired to do this. How did it all start for Barb?
It's so true. You know, oftentimes it does come from pain, and that's, I would say it's how I truly got onto a consistent path. But early in my life, I grew up with two alcoholic parents, and I was raised in a Catholic family. So my Catholicism and going to church and becoming a teacher there of catechism and doing all those things really built my faith in myself and my ability to be able to achieve. And so in the midst of all of the trauma and the turmoil in my household, I had something outside of myself that I could rely on. Now, that was mostly outside of myself. So as I grew up and got older and I started working at McDonald's as a high school teenager and then ultimately owned my own restaurants before the age of 23, I was successful in everything in the external world. People thought it was wonderful, and I got a lot of praise and a lot of recognition, but I was dying on the inside. I had developed an eating disorder, bulimia, and so for 7 years I struggled with that eating disorder while still maintaining the appearance in the external world that I was good and that I was successful and that I mattered, really. And it was in 1984, I woke up one morning and heard this loud voice in my head that said, "You need to get help or you're going to die," and checked myself in a statement.
Don't you love those loud voices, but don't you love it when we actually listen to them? Because they do come a lot.
That's exactly what, you know, when I look back today, I think, yeah, they come all the time. And what grace it was and how grateful I am that I heard it, because I wouldn't be here today. I truly do believe that. I was running on such a fast pace, and really everything I was doing was so externally driven, and I truly didn't think that I mattered. It only mattered what I did and the titles and all the things that you mentioned in that beautiful meditation. To let go of all of those ideals about myself, my career, who I was, and all of those things was just not something I could even comprehend, because I didn't think that I personally mattered. I thought that all those things that I did and who I was is what mattered, so...
But isn't that normal for us in our 20s? I mean, I come from the lineage of two nightclubs by the time I was 23. And a wonderful nightclubs, by the way. Party was my name, right? So, and just, you know, owning two nightclubs, having three luxury cars, living in a condo overlooking the Atlantic, that's life. I mean, come on, you're young, you're single, you're attractive. Everyone's running after you. Those are the things that feed what we have been told is what we're supposed to be going for. But then comes this loud voice, this voice that keeps kind of taking you on a completely different trajectory in life. And I know that in 2011, you founded a nonprofit organization called Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life. And I think now you're teaching, you know, something called The Practice, correct?
Correct. Correct.
All right. And so it's an online community, and I would love if you could educate us a little bit more about, one, maybe how we get involved, and what is it that we could actually expect from the practice?
I would love to. And you're so right. Who teaches us to go within? Who teaches us that truly if we want to live the meaningful, strong, powerful life that we want to be, we have to live it from the inside out. But we don't learn that. You're so right. As a child, as a young adult, as a 20-something, even maybe as a 30-something. But I think as life starts to start unfolding and as we get older and we get a little bit wiser and a little bit more seasoned, we start to realize in the quiet 1 minute of the day that, well, I can't sustain this. This is not how I want to live my life. Or there's all those little signs that come on inside of me and in all of us that there has to be a better way. This can't be what life is all about. So thank goodness that that does happen. And when it happened for me 30 years ago, it really set me on my path. And now, as I've gotten older and written my book and really looked at what is my true meaning and purpose for being on this planet, it's about bringing peace, empowerment, hope, and love to the world. So Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life was born out of my meditation one day. I came out and I had a strong voice in my meditation say, you were meant to bring peace and love to the world. And then the next day I had a dream that I was brokering peace between the Dalai Lama and Chairman Mao. And I said in the dream, oh my goodness, I can't do this. And then another loud voice said, not only can you do this, you have to do this. And wow. And not in this big, arrogant way, but in this way, yeah, this means everything to me. I want all beings to live with love and harmony and peace. I'm an activist, is what I realized in the past couple of years since I launched the book. And so the practice is about how can we find a sustainable daily spiritual practice that can truly start to unfold our life and live our lives from the inside out, where we can start to have this sense of connectedness and meaning and value and worth while living amidst the world, while living in the chaotic, unpredictable nature of what's going on. And, you know, listening to your show, I love the meditate, devote. It's that whole thing is inspiring beyond this idea that we're all activists and we all can take a role in standing up and stepping in and living our lives and really being the voice of what we believe to be true from our hearts. And I think it's all the same. This Mind Peaceful Life is about a community empowering and inspiring you to live, making every day your inspired life, that all the things that are happening, even though they may not seem like they're helping you, they may seem like they're difficult or it may seem like it's overwhelming and stressful and agitating, we can truly, if we're on a practice and a daily path, a little bit here, a little bit there, nothing heavy, nothing rigid, nothing onerous, but just really committing to some daily form of practice, we start to recognize that we are in charge of our own lives and we have thoughts and true beliefs that we're here to voice.
Okay, so in your book, you suggest a 3-part daily routine. Why is the routine so important? And tell us a little bit about maybe 1 or 2 aspects that our listeners can at least go away with after this conversation.
Very important to have a routine. I think in my childhood, one of the greatest blessings was having this daily routine of, you know, going to Catholic school and then going to church on Sundays and then going to catechism. Having a routine that kept me somewhat connected to my inner self, even though I lost it along the way as I got older. So today, if we have some kind of a daily routine and a daily practice, and I name it as a waking up, what do we do first thing in the morning? So that's my biggest message to the world, actually. How you connect to the world matters greatly in how you connect to yourself first. So my practice is I wake up in the morning alive, happy to be alive, grateful that I've awakened, and I sit down with myself. I connect with me. It's kind of like a plugging in, if you want to look at it in the terms that we think about today and of life. It's a plugging into myself, grounding in myself, in my soul, in my heart, in my spirit, in God within me. And then I go into my day. But it's carrying that throughout my day, so that living present, how can I be really in the now, knowing that the now is all that I have? So using affirmations and mantras and carrying that throughout our day in the living present part of our day. And then when it's all over, how can we end the day the same way we began it with ourselves? Mm-hmm. Television's over, computer's done, all the things that we would be taking in the external world, we let it go. We're going into sleep. So many people today have difficulty sleeping. I say mostly because we're not allowing ourselves to take a break from what's happened during the day. Can't do anything about it. It's our time to go to sleep. So I have a routine of going to sleep the same way I woke up, in a way of being connected and grounded to me, my own soul, my own heart, my own spirit within, that helps me understand that this day is over. And if I'm giving the blessing of another day, then I begin again. You know, too often okay. I've noticed that people don't give themselves permission to start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. And that's right. What a meditation practice does.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, just last year alone, the Meditation Museum sponsored and organized 200 events. And we didn't even know we were at that level of momentum until reports came in. And I remember sitting with the team and I went, there's no way we did 200 events in a year, you know, and the year before that was like 160 or something. And so when the year started, Barb, I said, that's it. We've got to pull back. This is not making any sense. And then I was realizing that everyone had such a great time and we were all in service of something really, really important. But then I also saw where my life is also moving in directions where I really have to sometimes put a little bit more time in things that are extremely important and meaningful, which is just about everything in my life. But I'm not always able to because of the pulls in a variety of different directions. Now, my producer, bless her heart, and I love her, she has raised the question that she wants me to ask you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Because when you're dealing with, think about it, 200 events, can you imagine how many people you're working with? Can you imagine the same people that you're constantly having to work with? So her question is, like, in everyday life, we sometimes lose our state of peace. You know, we get upset about certain things. What are a few mindful strategies for dealing with those people, which I don't believe. I keep telling her, it is not them, it's you. But let me just, you know, respect her wish. What's this mindful strategy for dealing with those people who push our buttons? Barb, give her an answer, please, so you can make my job easier.
Oh, Sister Jen, I love it. You know, yeah, it is. Oftentimes when someone's pushing our buttons, it truly is. We're looking in a mirror and it's showing us, well, there's something inside of me that maybe that this might be triggering. But that being said, I do have some tips, and I find that they have served me incredibly well, especially in the environment and the atmosphere that we're living in right now, in this whole political scene of all this negativity and all this language that, frankly, it's hard to take sometimes. So the first thing that I say is being mindful of yourself and not engaging in gossip. Partially what causes other people to push our buttons and we're feeling so the negative vibe from those people, or we're feeling like we're on the edge of our table or at the end of our rope, is that we have allowed our minds and ourselves to engage in frivolous conversation about other people and about things and writing stories about people and about things that is fueling the negativity within us. So we come up against someone negative and it just ignites the negativity that we've already been fueling along the way. So don't engage in gossip. And the way that I do that, I'm sitting at a table with friends and starting to gossip about someone who's not there, or starting to write a story about something or someone. I've become a master at changing the subject. My meditation mm-hmm. practice has fueled me in wanting to be that person that is love and compassion and light. And so if I'm at a table where things are not feeling that way, it ignites something in me. It pushes the buttons in me. And so I look at how can I subtly and mindfully change the subject. So I'll move it off of whatever the agitating negative thing that's happening, and I'll move into how did everybody like the trip to Canada last week? Or I'll just change the subject on something mm-hmm. that's very neutral but also fun to talk about. So when we can do that, and if we sit with ourselves and meditate every day, we start to become uncomfortable with negativity and putting other people down or having a subject matter that's really not helpful. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I say is having strong boundaries. It's so important to have strong boundaries. I want to know what's happening in the world, and I want to know what's happening in our country, but I don't listen to the news on end and listen to other people's commentaries on end as it starts to maybe rile me up or get me feeling negative or fearful. So how can we limit the times that we're with family members or friends or people or colleagues? And I like to say when you have a practice, okay, things are difficult at work right now. I'm finding myself a little off balance. Let me go into the bathroom. I go into the bathroom and I tell people that, excuse yourself, give yourself permission to take a break. Excuse me, I'll be right back, and go into the bathroom and take some deep breaths. Bring yourself back to yourself. Come back into your home base, which is your heart. And just take some deep breaths. We forget that the breath is our life force. The breath sustains us in everything that we do and everything that we are. So just stopping and taking a break. And then you come back out. Okay, where were we? Let's talk about this. You get more clarity. You have more peace. So when we lose our peace, we can get it again. When we lose our peace, we can get it again. And this is the going in and coming out, going in and coming out, going in and coming out. This is what Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life is about. How can I weave all of this throughout my daily life? How can I go out into the world, and how can I come back into myself?
And it's so
you're
natural.
You're giving yourself
you know?
That space, and you're finding that space of peace again and again and again and again, which is within all of us.
It is, Barb, and it's. I think at this period of our journey, it is a very natural process, and I think sometimes the ego in the soul tries to maybe convince the soul itself that you have overcome this, you're done, you know, you're over that. And then it comes back again. And what it basically says, and it keeps signaling to all of us, and I think if we're paying attention, we can decode it, is that we are energy, and energy is constantly changing. So where I might have kind of, you know, my button got pushed or for whatever reason, it comes back again to remind me I still have an opportunity to amplify more of my God-given love or more of the divinity or the beauty that I know is sitting in me. And so each time, and you can correct me, but each time I find myself just frustrated with a comment made just this morning, you know, it's just someone that I've been training, and it's been just so interesting that I can observe where she's just not really open to the deep change, but yet, the soul always asks me, oh, so tell me what to do, and yet, it's such a subtle mechanism that's happening inside of all of us that it's hard to sometimes just call it out. So you really have to distract yourself sometimes and go, let's go for a break, because there's nothing I can do here. I just need that space because I can't change this right now. And so I totally get what you're saying, that it can be as simple as just getting up and going to the room and just moving on. I love that. I love what you just shared earlier. I know we're coming to the close of our conversation, and as much as I want to keep having this conversation with you, I'm going to ask one more last question. As you look at the current temperament in the country, what are your thoughts in terms of the role that meditation can play in shifting the narrative that we're witnessing in the country at this time, which is very important and it's very needed, so I'm not even knocking it. However, it is signaling to us that there's a shift that's needed. What's Barb's idea? What do you think we should do?
Well, I believe strongly that being open and receptive to everything that's happening, because I agree with you, it's obviously needed, it's necessary, and it's creating this good, bad, or indifferent, it's creating a conversation. And so how do we shift that conversation into the positivity? For me, it's about developing a curiosity about the negative thoughts. If we have anything but a curiosity, if we've got really strong negative ways of dealing with it, we're going to be blocked, we're going to be creating a block. So in my practice, it's being open and receptive to see what's coming. And so I look at how can I reframe some of the negative things that are happening? How do we look at reframing that and look at the lessons that are coming from it, letting the process unfold, and really being strong and firm in my own power and my own belief, but also allowing others to be strong and firm in what they're believing. And so as I, you know, we started you with your meditation, and what I say to myself every day when I come out of meditation, I am not a woman, I am not a man, I am. I am. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm in a conversation with people, I remember that I am. And I am just as you are, and we are all one, and we are all connected. So how can we allow the conversation to keep happening, but bringing it gently back to respect, bring it gently back to how can I see this differently, and how can I say this differently? So if someone is talking to me and they're really speaking in a disrespectful or a not very positive way, I say, I understand what you're talking about, and I understand how you feel. How could we together see this differently and frame it in a way that helps the whole? Because I found that most people are looking, how do we help the whole, and not trying to really get something for themselves. So I think we're lost in how to communicate. So I've seen my role, and whenever I'm with anyone, is let's bring this back to how can we see this differently, and how can we look at what do we have in common together that we would love to see for all humankind.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Love it. So, yeah, brilliant. And on the note, your vision for America, your best vision for the land that we have incarnated in that we call home.
Yeah, that we step in and be the beautiful, loving, amazing human beings that we are. We're selling ourselves short. We're not stepping up to the really greatness that we have in this country and the magnificence that we truly are. We're selling ourselves short. So really to step in and be who we are. There's all these words and all of these combativeness, that's not who we are. That truly is not who we are at our deep level. So when we sit in meditation and come home and connect within, we recognize we are all one. We all are great, and together we can really continue building this country that has taken a few detours along the way. But in my mind, they're detours that maybe needed to happen in order for us to take the next step of our greatness.
Barbara Schmidt, thank you so much for your wisdom and love, and hope to get you back on the air if there's anything going on. And you've got to send us a Meditate the Vote, because I think your voice is the kind of voice that we want to have, amplifying the importance of the energy that's needed at this time. Sweetie, please leave us. Thank you. Leave us with some information about your work, a website, or anything that you've got coming up that you'd like our listeners to know. And I'm sorry, what were you about to say?
I was going to say it's my honor, and I absolutely love what you're doing. And more people that are doing these kinds of things is really what Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life is at the center. People are looking, and so we have a massive following on the Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life Facebook and Instagram page.
Fantastic.
Because people are feeling they want to be connected to community. So I am honored to be here, honored to share with you, and we'll share all of what you do on our work, as well as we come together as a community. So peacefulmindpeacefullife.org, the Facebook page, Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life, Instagram, Twitter, Barb Schmidt, I have a website and a Facebook page as well. All of us coming together to share all the good things, the amazing things that are happening there at Meditation Museum and around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Highlighting the
goodness. You're awesome.
I'm into highlighting
the
goodness.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I love
you're
it.
You're awesome, Barb. Thank you so much. All the very best. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
All the best.
Much
bye-bye.
Love. Much
yeah,
love.
Yeah, same to you. What a beautiful conversation we had today. Don't you see? It's getting better. It's not getting worse. And I think that if we get caught up in all the theater of the conversation that is focusing on a particular group of people, we're going to miss a golden opportunity to actually get back to Barbara's program, Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life. I mean, why are you breathing if you're not going to be contented or happy with being here? And you really, on a soul level, you can't be happy if you put another person down. The equation doesn't work out. You can deceive yourself that you're okay, but deep down in your quiet moments, you're not at peace. You can't sleep. You don't feel you're in alignment. You might decide to even sell your soul short and go, I don't care. I've already gone this far. There's no turning back for me. I can't make amends. But we all can make amends, because at some point, all of this spinning of karmas will cease, and we will end up with our own conscience. Meditate on that. I want to thank you all for joining us on the America Meditating Radio, and please visit Barbara at peacefulmindpeacefullife.org or Barb, BarbSchmidt.com. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. End with Love and Gratitude by Kristen Hoffman, our beautiful voice. Take care.
There's nothing more.